in the book of Acts, in the 9th chapter, verse 19 through 25, it says this. After taking some food, Saul regained his strength. He spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once, he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. And all those who heard him were astonished and asked, "Isn't he the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on his name? And hasn't he come here to take them prisoners to the chief priests?" Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Christ. After many days had gone by, the Jews conspired to kill him, but Saul learned of their plan. Day and night, they kept close watch on the city gates in order to kill him. But his followers took him out by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the wall. Now think about this. Saul's converted. He's baptized. The Holy Spirit fills him, and now he's going in a brand new direction. He's doing what we want to do. In our life, without Jesus, we understand that it's incomplete. The direction is not there. We're just living. We're just here. There's so many people in our land today that are just filtering from one thing to another, looking for fulfillment, looking for that wholeness that only Jesus can bring. I can't explain it to you, but I can tell you that Jesus in my life brings fulfillment. Jesus in my life brings joy. Jesus in my life brings peace that passes understanding. It is Jesus, the good news in my life, that transformed my path, gave me a new direction in life, allows me to keep my feet in the direction that he has called me. Saul transitioned and transformed. Not that he had to. So whatever generation you are, you've got to be familiar with the movies and the old TV show Mission Impossible. So no matter what generation you are, this is a timeless concept. And it always opens with whoever is the agent on this secluded island or the secluded place, all alone, relaxing, resting, and you get this. Here's your mission. Should you choose to what? Accept it. Now that's what God is doing for each and every one of us, without exception. He has a mission for you. He's coming to you. Now, created as a being with free will, we do not have to do that. We don't have to do that. I wrote in the article in your bulletin today that it is when we fall in love with Jesus and we absolutely want to do it, that is when his presence radiates far beyond, well, I have to do this. I can remember times when, as a kid, my friends would call and want me to do something, and I'd go, I have to go to church. Or I can't, I have to go, there's an event or there's something, I have to do it. Now, that doesn't radiate the love of Jesus. And everybody around me goes, that guy, he must hate God. Well, I never hated God. Sometimes I hated going to church. But in my mind, that very, I don't want to do this, radiated. But you know what now? Now, I read about this too, but I'm an extrovert. And so being around people actually charged me up. And actually cramming into that light rail like cattle the other day was actually pretty exciting, even though, and I went home, I'm going to do it again. For a game, but I'm going to get in there again because I love that. And that was a complete different experience for my wife. She did not love it. So differences of personalities allows us to identify differences of opportunities that God puts in front of us in that path that we're able to pursue. Now, she had the opportunity, and she, this was the highlight, and she got off the light rail wishing that she would have got some more information, but there were these two young guys, kind of almost look like gang guys. And they were so kind. They were so amazing. As we got on there, I was standing there and Joe was standing, and they both stood up and said, would you like to sit down? And I said, no, I prefer to stand, and I do. I prefer to stand more than sitting, and especially in that kind of a place. And Joe said, no, I'm good. And so they both sat down, and then she said this. On second thought, and she scooted them apart and turned around and sat right between them. And without fear of who they could be or might be, she sat right down there and was Pastor Joe, radiating Jesus, loving on whoever was in her path. That's what Saul began to do. Whoever's in my path, I'm going to promote. I'm going to talk about the gospel. Now look at this. He was a part of the religious sect of that day that was persecuting the Christians. Transformed, and then he went to the very place that he should have been ramping them up to persecute Christians. He went to the very place, to the very temple, where he took this message: Jesus is Lord. Without fear, he took it to the people. Without fear, he took it to those people who needed to know that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is the good news. Now, a lot of times when we're called to rub shoulders with people, we'll leave that opportunity many times, like Pastor Joe. Like, oh man, I wish I knew more of their story. I wish that it would have been a longer ride so that I could have got to talk to them more. I wish. But think about this. On that spectrum of who you are and who I am, God needs each and every one of us. Maybe we're just a primer. Maybe the smile and the presence of God and the kindness in our heart will allow the doors to be open so that the next person can rub shoulders and minister to them. And they can open the door that the next person and the next person. And we do not know the plan that God has for their life, but I do know this. God puts people in our path. And we need to have our eyes wide open. Saul took it right to the temple. Because of that, they sought to kill him. So much so, I don't think it was out of fear. I think it was because God had a purpose for his life. God had a purpose for his ministry. God wanted to save him and not let him get killed there in Damascus. And so his followers, it said, actually, he'd gathered this crew, these people who actually believed in Christ, and they were now following after Paul, or Saul, before he transitioned. These people let him down, not out of fear, but so that the gospel of Jesus Christ could be proclaimed wherever Saul went, wherever he went. In our path, we face all kinds of people. Last week and weeks prior, we've talked about the epidemic that is moving north on Aurora, on the 99 corridor.